Okay, we're on page 276. Simen, Shin, Yud, Ches, Seif, Yud, Zayin. Page 276. Simen, Shin, Yud, Ches, Seif, Yud, Zayin. Also, Litain, Soinen, Alamecham, Afilu, Lafshe. You're not allowed to put cold liquid, I say cold water, on the heating system, whatever it is, like the urn or something, in order to make it lukewarm. It's cold now, you want to make it lukewarm, and you're just going to leave it there for a short period of time. Kol she'ameicham cham kol kach she'ilu hoya manichoy sham harbe hoya voledei bishul dainu she'ye yatzelev by if the place where he's putting it is hot enough that if you leave it there for a long time it would reach yatzelev by. Right? Meaning, you might plan on taking it off, we discussed this already a few times, you might plan on taking it off after a minute when he's taken off the chill from it, but if it could cook the water to the temperature of yatzelev by, you can't leave it there. Because the halacha in terms of putting it on top of a, let's say on top of an urn, is the same as putting it opposite a fire. That he can't put in a place that's hot enough that it could cook, even if you plan on doing it for a short period of time. If it's not so hot, it's, meaning it's below your tzeledes boy, then it will be mutter. So it sounds very similar to everything we've learnt a few times. If your dad had this issue as well, that you can't put something in a place where it could cook, even if you plan on leaving there for a short period of time. Why? Because you might forget, as we're going to see again. So, Sivkot and Kufres, also tend to say, then you can't put cold water. If you mash it, the massacre of Amala El, Siv Tesvav Bagar, Ishla Kelbeze, Imhaya Dovam Vushavul and Istan Lagambi. But based on what we already learned in Siv Tesvav, the Ramah said that the Ashkenazi Minag is that if there was a liquid that was cooked and started to cool down and it did not yet cool down completely, even though it dropped below your Tzeles Boy, you're allowed to reheat it. So, in this case as well, if you've got your cooling water, but it's still above the temperature of what's called not, meaning it hasn't cooled down completely, then you'd be allowed to put it on top of this urn to reheat it. Sivkot and Kuftes, Halbe, if it's a place that if you leave it there a lot, it will reach cooking, then it's Asa. Again, a regular place of, case of cold water that wasn't cooked before. Dechashinan, Shema, Yishkach, V'yenichenu Sham, Ad Shizbashalag, and again, you might, we're concerned, you might forget it there, and leave it there long enough that it will actually cook. Kufyud, Kedin Maniach, the din of putting it on top of an urn is the same as putting it opposite a fire. Words Alaymad, Mavoy Le'el, Sif Yodalad, Afili La'afik, Sinasai, Asa, Im Yochala, V'yaday Bish, already said earlier in Yodalad, same idea, that you seem to take the chill off of something, you can't put it there if it could cook, if you leave it there longer. Kufyudala, V'yameinoi, and if it's not that hot, meaning it's not Yad Seledes by this area, then you can put it there because it won't get cooked anyway. And if it's on top of a fire, look early. It means it could be on top of a fire, but it's a very small fire, a very large urn, not so close to the fire. And it could actually be that it, will be that, it won't reach Yad Seledes by, even though it's on top of an urn that's actually on the fire. For details of that, look earlier. How to put it on top, and yet we are in the concept of wrapping it, you have to wrap it up in the same wrapping as it was already there. Look earlier for details. Kufyud base, mutter. We said if it's not your hot place, it's permitted. Means it's not your tzeledes boy. I feel im hatsoinin hu davar shel nisbashim ha'olam. Even if the water is cold and was never cooked before, that if it can't reach your tzeledes boy in that location, then there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, moving on to Sif Yud Ches, which is the second and last Sif for today. Ha'ilfus, in the Shulchan Aruch, ha'ilfus, which is a pan, v'akadira, or a pot, she'heviram mu'utochim me'al gabi'or, that were taken off boiling from the fire, hot off the fire, you've taken them off now, im l'nisbashel kol sochay, if the contents were not fully cooked, they're off the fire, but they're not fully cooked, ein mo'tzi'im b'kach mehem, you can't take out food from them with a spoon. Why? She'nimtha megis, because by doing so, you are stirring the pot, and there'd be an issa of cooking by doing so. It's off the fire right now. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is a pot off a fire can cook if you stir it. Why? Because it's hot. Stirring a hot pot cooks it. So don't dish things out from the pot with a spoon because you will be cooking the contents. But if the contents are fully cooked, then mutter, you're allowed to spoon out food. I should hope so. How else do you serve your talent on Shabbos? We'll see concern coming up, but it would seem that we're basically talking about, say, a hot cholent took off the fire, you're allowed to spoon out the contents, serve the food. but we'll see more. Avod Semer Yoyue, but when we're talking about wool that was put into a vat to dye, Afapi Shekolat Ha'ayin, even though the color has already been absorbed into the wool, also La Gispa, you're not allowed to stir such a vat. Peirush La'aneh Oisa B'kaf, what La'agis means is a word, haggis is Scottish food, but no, haggis means to stir a pot. La'aneh Oisa B'kaf, to move it around with a spoon. You're not allowed to stir wool inside a vat that's being dyed there. And ideally, you need to be careful. And a pot, and here's this Ramah sounds extremely machmir, we'll see what it means. That the Ramah is saying, ideally, you should be careful with a pot, in all cases. Now, if it means all cases, what does that mean? It's fully cooked and off the fire, fully cooked on the fire, not fully cooked on the fire, not fully on the fire. All these different situations, you need to be careful not to spoon out food. So what does that mean? You've got a fully cooked cholon that's off the fire, and you want to serve it, says Ramah, you can't. You can't put the spoon in and take the food out, because that's what it sounds like he's saying, because you will be stirring the pot. So let's see what the Ramah really means, but we'll get there in a minute and see how the place can deal with it. Okay, so if Khan Kuf Yud Gimel, Shevirim Utochim, a pan or a pot that was taken off of a hot from the fire. Nokat Shevirim, the Rabusa, the word Shevirim taken off is a Chiddush. Even though it's off the fire, if the food's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to spoon out food from there. And if it is fully cooked, I feel like even though it's on the fire, fully cooked on the fire, you're allowed to spoon out food there from, you know, put a spoon in and take food out. That seems to be the opinion of the Beis Yosef. To spoon out food, maybe from the mama, to spoon out food for on the fire from fully, when the food's fully cooked, seems to be okay. That's the Beis Yosef. Don't leave now. Avav Eli Rabba Masik the Yesh Le'asor, but there Eli Rabba concludes you should prohibit such activities. Do not ever spoon food out from a pot, even though the food's fully cooked. Take, meaning when it's on the fire. Take off the fire first in order to be able to spoon out the food. We saw there was more machmir than that, but that's the Eli Rabba. So halacha lemaaseh, at this point it seems that for Sfardim it would be okay even perhaps to spoon out food from a pot when the food's fully cooked and it's on the fire, and Eli Rabba brings it should be prohibited. Kufya Dalad Shenimsa Megis, because when you spoon out food, you are Nimsa, turns out you are stirring. The Chol Shekain Lagis Mamash Tosa, and certainly if you can't spoon out food, you're certainly not allowed to stir the food that's not fully cooked. Whereas we've seen, to continue the cooking process in any way, even by stirring, is a malacha deraita, because when you stir it, you are assisting and advancing the cooking process, and that is considered like you are cooking. This is not coming from achorinim, whatever, this is coming from, there's a braisa that actually says this, that stirring is a malacha deraita. And it's talking about this situation when the food is not fully cooked. Okay, kuf tes vav, kol solchei muta, but if it's fully cooked, then you're allowed to spoon out food from the pot that's off the fire. I feel like gift boy, and even to stir it is okay. The aim bishul achabitul, because once it's cooked, there's no issa to do any more to it because it's already cooked, already fully cooked. The kleil sif dalad, kuf tes zayin. The Shulchan Aruch said, but when it comes to wool in a vat, that's there to dye the wool in the vat, you're not allowed to stir it, even where it's already been absorbed. Mishum sever, because of the issa of dyeing, not of cooking. Shukeinu meleches atzviya lahagis tamid kadei shelo yischarich, because that's the way you do the dyeing process. If you constantly stir it, they shouldn't get all crusted up. Gam alidei hagosa niklat atzever b'semer yosef. And also, when you keep stirring it, then the color gets even more absorbed into the food. Again, some it already might be colored, but more color will get into the wool when you stir it, and therefore it's an issa d'oraisa sever to stir. Kuf yud zayin. And this is where the Ramah came out with what looks to be extremely machmir. Afba Kadeira. The Ramah said at the end, Lechatchile, you should be careful. Afba Kadeira. And then these scary words. B'chol Inyan. In all cases, you should be careful with a pot. Not to spoon out the food, or maybe stir the food, not quite sure. Let's see what he means. Kuf Yud Zayin. Afba Kadeira. Meaning, you can't stir anything. You can't spoon, not you're not stir, you can't even spoon anything. Meaning, the most lenient case, fully cooked off the fire, you're not allowed to spoon out the food, according to this lechatchila of the Ramah. So what can you do? How on earth are you supposed to get your cholent out of your pot if it's already fully cooked and it's off the fire? What do you want from me? Like, well, how am I supposed to get my cholent? I cooked it for Shabbos, how do I eat it? Tip out the whole pot into a bowl, do not take it out with a spoon. Interesting. That's what you're required to do according to this lechatchila of the Rama. The ayin ba'achroinim, don't worry. The lenehigi lachmir, but then the minig, the achroinim, right? This is not the minig. The be'emes ha'ikah kamoshu kasam lechatchila. Rather, really, the halacha follows as we said originally. The mevushel kol solchoy, I feel lagif muta, that when it's fully cooked, there's really no problem even to stir it. The kumvara come on, simon chinchof alaf, so if you test it, as we'll learn later. Ba'avoid se lachmir, and one who wants to be stringent to try to at least somewhat fulfill the words of the Ramah, then Yachmir ba'agosim amish, he'll be machmir, tend to be machmir, not to stir a pot that's off, even though it's off the fire and it's fully cooked. You want to be machmir, that's as far as I'll let you be machmir. Don't be more machmir than that. You can never be too frum, but here you can, you're being too frum if you do more than that. Just don't, if you want to be careful, a machmir, if you want to be machmir, I'll tell you to be machmir, says this, if you want to be machmir, don't stir a pot that's off the fire and fully cooked. But to spoon out the contents, ain lachmir klal, there's absolutely no reason at all to be machmir. Do not do that. He says, on the page Kuflam Tess, if it's fully cooked, off the fire, you want to be machmir not to stir it, fine, I'll let you be machmir. But to be machmir, not to spoon it out, do not be machmir in that. You can definitely spoon out the food from the cholent that's off the fire and fully cooked. Adkan.